I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, and also a reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord God has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things.
In the liturgical calendar of the Christian Church, we celebrate and remember Pentecost today, the event where the Holy Spirit in the form of wind and tongues of fire came upon the first followers of Jesus. Although for today, I chose to use two scripture readings that are not part of the lectionary. This is from the book of the prophet Isaiah and from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, said that the fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I agree with him. Indeed, these are the fruits of the Spirit that some individuals and communities may already possess. But I also believe that there are other fruits of the Spirit. He mentions the gifts of the Spirit in contrast to a list of things he considers are of the flesh and are opposed to the Spirit. I want to put a particular focus on the following, as he also mentioned: enmities, strife, anger, quarrels, dissensions, and factions. Now, we must understand that the letters of Paul were letters for particular Christian communities, and therefore his letters, including Galatians, are within the context of those communities. So when Paul writes about enmities, strife, anger, or quarrels, factions, he was writing about those things and how they are destructive to the context or to the reality or the organization of Christian communities. I do not feel that those things like anger or dissension are necessarily evil in all circumstances or situations. Inasmuch as we believe and accept the theology of Paul about the Holy Spirit, I think there is also a need to reclaim the Holy Spirit who anointed, inspired, and empowered the prophets of old, like Moses, Isaiah, and Joel, or the prophet Jeremiah and Amos. Inasmuch as we affirm and believe that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and all those things are the fruits of the Spirit, we can also reclaim anger, dissension, and strife as fruits of the Spirit within the context of the prophets who fought and spoke out against injustice. I strongly believe that the Holy Spirit is capable of holy anger. Yes, you heard it right. The Holy Spirit is capable of holy anger. Perhaps it was the Holy Spirit dwelling within Jesus that caused him to protest in the temple by turning tables, destroying business property, and chasing away with a whip and a cord the people who run the temple economy. That spirit that caused Jesus to riot in the temple is the same spirit that Jesus quotes from the book of the prophet Isaiah that we just heard. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the oppressed, so on and so forth, as we heard. I think that this same Holy Spirit has been angry time and time again all throughout history and has inspired and ignited people for divine strife and holy dissension. The Spirit of peace, love, and joy cries out in holy anger wherever and whenever there is injustice and oppression. When people are murdered for the color of their skin, discriminated for being a woman, and marginalized for their sexual orientation and gender identity. I believe that the Spirit of God is heard and felt in moments of silence, solitude, and prayer when we need rest, comfort, and encouragement. But the same Spirit is also heard and experienced in moments of defiance and resistance. We must discover the Spirit of God crying out from a black man being pinned down in the neck by the knee of a white officer. In every outcry of every Palestinian mother whose child was either murdered or taken by the Israeli forces, we must be able to hear the voice of the Spirit in the wailing and lamentation of mothers, wives, and children of those who fell victim to extrajudicial killings. We must be able to hear the Spirit who cries out with every woman being raped and assaulted. We must be able to see the flame of the Spirit not only in paintings and stained glass windows, but also in the flames of riots and uprising of those who have been pinned down for so long trying to comply and cooperate. We must be able to hear and feel the outcry of the Spirit of God not only in the chants, hymns, and Christian songs, but even more so in the loud and angry voices of those who cannot take it anymore. Prior to June 28 of 1969, bars and other establishments known or suspected to be places of gathering for gay men and lesbian women, for LGBTs, were constantly raided by the police. Various kinds of brutality, harassment, extortion, and sexual assault were done against LGBTs in those decades, in the 50s and 60s, or even earlier. This is on top of all the other inhuman social, political, and economic oppression that LGBT people were subjected during that time and in decades past. Finally, their Pentecost moment happened on June 28, 1969, which will be 51 years this coming June 28, 2020. They finally had enough. A black trans woman, a trans woman of color, made the first strike, and finally they came out of the Stonewall Bar, that small bar, that small room. And the other bars in the and they went out, including the other people from other bars in the vicinity, chasing away the police. Rioting lasted for 5 days. LGBT liberation exploded into a national and global movement that fateful night. The Spirit ignited the flames of liberation for LGBTQI plus persons as it has always done in every generation from the liberation of the slaves in Egypt to the temple protests of Jesus to the outcry of the Christian martyrs being murdered to the fierce fires of change during the Protestant Reformation, all the way to the emancipation of the slaves and the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade, and also to the decolonization of countries like our own, the Philippines, all the way to the civil and feminist movements, civil rights and feminist movements of the 60s, and even today during this pandemic with the outcry of many peoples around the world. If there is anything that Pentecost can teach us, it is a story of a people who were once afraid, hiding in unknown and obscure rooms, doors and windows locked, It is a story of a people who suddenly received the fire of courage and hope and were not afraid anymore. It is a story of a people who went out and spoke boldly despite the threat of torture and death. You will not silence us. You will not stop us anymore. You will not have the final word. I believe the Pentecost story is the story of every oppressed peoples who are no longer afraid and will no longer hide away in silence and false peace. The story of Pentecost is the story of Stonewall 51 years ago and the story of Minneapolis today, the story of George Floyd. Pentecost is the story of every protest in Mendiola and Batasan, of every Pride March, and of every Manilakbayan of the Lumads that has ever happened or will happen in our country. Protest is an agitation of the spirit who is restless because of injustice. Every collective uprising is a Pentecost story, the story of you and me, our story here and now. As we come to the threshold of Pride Month, let us be reminded that Stonewall is a riot. Pride is a protest. Pentecost is the breaking out of the spirit who can no longer stay silent. Let us draw inspiration from our queer and liberation ancestors. Let us listen to the spirit that ignited them and who cries out with and for them. It is our duty both as LGBTs and as Christians to protest wherever and whenever there is injustice and oppression. It is our Christian duty to proclaim good news to the oppressed and bad news to the oppressors. Let us allow the Spirit to agitate us into holy discontent that seeks equality. Let us allow the Spirit to agitate us into holy anger that seeks justice for the countless murdered. Allow the Spirit of fire and wind to motivate us in our protest against every form of government corruption, government incompetence, and state terrorism. May the Spirit of the prophets, who is the same Spirit of Christ and the same Spirit of Pentecost, agitate you and inspire you all. May the Spirit of fire and wind bless each one of you and guide you as you join hands against every power of evil and violence surrounding us today. In the name of that same Spirit, of all that is holy and loving, in the name of Jesus Christ, who rioted in the temple. Amen.